It's a privilege to be here with you this morning. We're just coming back today, and I hope to take some time this morning to share with you the things that God has surprised us with over the last 2 years. I don't know if some of you remember our family.
I think we need a little translation.
感谢主，我们可以今天在这里跟大家有点分享。我们在台湾服侍的会众和这里也很像，大概差不多的人数。我们也都用中文和英文。我们回来时，我们也是希望有机会在这样的会众当中来服侍。今天我希望给大家一个美好的报告。 God's done a lot. He actually way surpassed our expectations in the first 2 years back.
他实在是远远地超越了我们所计划想象的。
So that's why we've titled today's message Beyond Imagination.
今天我们分享的题目就是超越想象。
And that's the way God works, isn't it?
神的工作就是这样。
Would you say that's true for those of you that know God?
你们认识神的人, 你们是不是说是这样?
He just continues to go beyond what we could even think or ask, right?
他不断地超越我们所求所想的。
And he's not only doing it in Taiwan, I think he's doing it here, right?
不仅是在台湾做, 也是在这里做。
And he's not only doing it right here in this congregation, I bet you he's doing it that way in your family, right?
他不仅就是在我们的聚会当中做, 也是在我们的家庭当中工作。
He's the God who's always at work.
他是总是在做工的神。
Always working His good will.
他总是照着他的美意。
Bringing it about despite our weaknesses.
他不尽管我们是软弱。
Right? Every day I get up, I think, wow, God, you're sure doing a lot through weak people.
他使用软弱的人来做成他的工。
Just look in the mirror, right?
你可以照一照镜子。
Or just walk through this earth and look at who God uses.
你就在地上行走的时候，你可以看神使用怎样的人。
I'll give you just a little bit of background because most of you don't know me very well.
我向大家介绍一点背景，可能有些人还不太认识我。
I came to Christ in 1981.
我在1981年接受主。
And the Lord had been after me for a long time.
神寻找我很长时间。
He'd been seeking me, and you know, he woos you to himself. If you are alienated from him, he will woo you to himself.
如果你的心远离他, 但是他仍然来拥抱你。
Is that a good word for you to learn today in English? Woo? this is not a Chinese name. 这个不是一个贵姓。 Woo, W-O-O, right? 他会吸引你，是不是? He will attract you, he will draw you, and he was working that way in my life for so many years.
许多年间在我的生活当中，他来吸引我。
And he is relentless. Yeah, he won't give up, right? He won't give up.
他从来不放弃，他从来不犹豫。
And so wherever I went, I used to be a musician once upon a time.
Okay. 不管我在哪里，我曾经是 做过一个音乐家。
And my whole life was jazz music. That was it.
我的全部生活就是爵士乐，那就是这样。
I still like jazz. Is that okay?
现在我还是有点喜欢爵士乐。
Is it okay for a Christian to like jazz? We might not do it here when we come together and worship on Sunday, but it's okay, I think. I still like it.
我觉得基督徒喜欢爵士乐还是可以，尽管不能在教会。
But the problem was those years, many years ago, this is what? This is 25 years later that I'm speaking to you. 25 years after Christ.
现在是25年之后，我站在这里向大家来分享。
I'm one of these American kids who graduated in 1975 when everybody was doing drugs.
我是这样一个美国人，我在1975年毕业，那时候好像许多人就是在沉迷在毒品当中。
It was a confusing time.
那是一个令人迷惑的年代。
And I don't know how I graduated from high school, to tell you the truth.
我都不知道我怎么会从高中毕业。
I had no academic promise. When you looked at me, there was no, zero academic promise.
在我身上实在没有这些学术的能力。
And I'm not very smart now.
我也不聪明。
But God is at work. He's been working the last 25 years.
但是过去25年，他一直在我身上做工。
And he's done the impossible.
他做了我们觉得不可能的事。
Now, I was a jazz musician. Can you guess what instrument I used to play?
我是一个爵士乐家。你知道我用什么乐器吗？
Okay, good guess. No.
有人说喇叭。
Okay, I played the trombone, huh? Okay, played the trombone, and I really, wow, I love big band music.
我喜欢那些大乐队的音乐。
But I couldn't read very well.
但是我不能够
read too well.
我读谱不是很好。
And I don't mean read music. I could read music, but I couldn't read books very well. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
我能够,
I could read music quite well.
我能够理解音乐, 但是我读谱不好。
Yeah. So somehow I made it through, and I was forced to go into the military. One of those guys where you either went to jail or you go into serve your country for a while.
后来我因为某种原因，我不得不去参军。有的人跟我说，你不是去当兵，不然你就会在监狱里面。
I had a lot of promise as a young man.
就是我当我年轻的时候，好像我有许多的应许。
I'm being sarcastic, you know. But God, He had His eye on me.
我常常就是用一个嘲笑的心态来看待，但是神总是对我非常好。So
obviously I chose to go into the Navy, and I was a Navy musician for 4 years.
我加入了海军，我在海军的乐队里服役了4年。And
I was living in Italy for 2 years and had a chance to travel all over Europe.
我在意大利也待了2年，我有机会就在整个欧洲来旅行。And
I was stationed in about 4 different places during my 4 years in the military.
在我在军队里的时候，我们在4个地方驻扎。
And you know what? Every place I went, God showed up.
在我去的每一个地方，神都向我显现。
And my best friends, wherever I went, became, they were Christians.
我最好的朋友都是基督徒。
And God knew I had a good heart, even though I was really, in my thinking, I was very proud. God knew I had a good heart.
尽管我这个人我自己觉得非常骄傲，但是神在我里面觉得我有一个好的心。
So I want you to look at a verse that kind of typifies my testimony. It's Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
所以我想用一节圣经来开始我的分享，就是罗马书第2章第4节。
This is my testimony.
这是我的见证。
This is the way God worked in my life to bring me to Christ.
这是神在我生活当中做工，让我来归向他。
To bring me out of darkness into His marvelous light.
把我带出黑暗来进入他的生命。
Like one of the sisters that prayed today, she said, you know, life has no meaning without you, God.
就像一位姊妹今天祷告的那样，就是生命当中如果没有神，那就没有意义。生活很空虚，是不是？
Just it's empty without you, God.
是空虚的。Right?
And that was my life. It was totally empty, although I had everything on the outside. It looked like I was successful. I was a good musician. I was traveling all over Europe. Inside, I was dying.
所以 尽管外面看起来好像我很成功，我是一个音乐家，我可以到处旅行，但是在我里面我知道是死亡。I
didn't want to get up. I didn't want to look in the mirror. I couldn't face my own self.
我不愿意在镜子里面对自己。I
had no respect for others. I had no respect for myself.
我不尊重别人，我甚至也不尊重自己。But
God kept wooing me to Himself.
但是神不断地吸引我。Would
you read this verse with me in the 和合本 and 罗马书第2章第4节? Can you read that? Romans chapter 2 verse 4.
罗马书2章4节。
Brother, would you lead them?
Okay, 我们一起读罗马书2章4节。还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈，宽容忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢。What
do you see in that verse?
你看见这件圣经吗?
I see the mercy of God, the loving kindness of the Lord coming through.
你看见神的恩慈忍耐。
Manifested to me and you.
显现在我，也显现在你的身上。
Showing in many different ways and aspects His loving kindness toward you and I.
用许多不同的方法来显明。
Jesus says that God makes the sun to rise on the just and the unjust.
耶稣说，神叫日头照好人，也照歹人。
That God is manifesting Himself even if this morning you feel alienated from Him. The sun is still shining on you.
今天早上，尽管你觉得也许你的心远离神。
And maybe that's how some of you came to Christ.
Yeah, 也许这也是很多你们也许很多人都是这样归向神。
You saw God manifest in some of His people.
神，你看见神在一些属他的人身上显现出来。
And wherever I would go, the people that would befriend me were the people of God, Christians.
不管我到哪里，好像我都遇到一些基督徒来做朋友。
They showed me the love of Christ.
他们向我显出神的爱。
I knew I was messed up.
我知道我生活很糟糕。
But they reached out to me and loved me.
但是他们就是那样的爱我。
shared the scriptures with me, shared the life of Christ with me.
他们有分享神的话语，分享基督的生命。
And I had grown up in an ungodly church called Unity. You ever hear about that before? Unity School of Christianity, where they have just a little bit of Eastern religion, a little bit of Western religion. They throw in a little bit of the Bible, just a little bit of the Bible.
我在一个不是很敬虔的教会里面长大，那里他们的教训不是很纯正，有许多。其他的东西混在里面。
I grew up in that kind of environment, and I remember somebody asking me one day. They said, "Well, what do you think about all of that?"
有一天，就是我在那样一个教会长大。有一天，有个人就问我说：“你对那些有什么想法？”
And I said, "I don't take it seriously. I didn't believe any of it."
我说我一点都不相信。
And I think that was God protecting me.
我感谢主，我觉得那是神保护我。
I want to give you hope today. You know, if God is working on somebody.He will work despite the environment they're living in. He will manifest himself.
我们的盼望就是神如果要在一个人身上做工，不管环境是怎样，他都能够做成。
10 years under this ungodly system of unity that denies the glory of Christ, that denies the need for salvation in Christ, that denies the death and resurrection of Christ, and God continued to preserve me until the time I was ready to hear that message.
在十年当中，我都是在那样一个不敬虔的教会里面，然后这个教会是否认耶稣基督的荣耀，否认死里复活，否认救赎的需要，但是神仍然保护了我。
And I was a young adult before I ever had an opportunity to really hear someone declare the gospel of Jesus Christ.
直到我成为一个成年人，才听见真正有人对我传耶稣基督的福音。
And when I heard it the first time, I knew something in my spirit said, David, that's it.That's、
当我第一次真正听到的时候，在我的心里，我就对自己说，哦 ，David， 这是我自己我要得到的。
How do you explain that？
怎么来解释
？10 years of this other stuff where I was hearing, well, you know, God is good and you're good and everybody's good, and you know, 10 years of that, and then I encounter for the first time a man who was willing to preach the gospel, and something I think what we call the Holy Spirit of God said, this is the truth.
在十年间，我好像你听见就是说神好，你好，我们大家都好，在这样的环境中长大。但是有一天，突然你听见说有一个人来对你说到真正的福音，你觉得圣灵就这样进入我的心。
So I got saved in 1981 through a Baptist church out here in Kansas City.
我在1981年在这里一个浸信会的教会里面得救。
And I'm one of these people who, when they came to Christ, the change was really big.
当一个人信主的时候，他的变化是非常大的。
Maybe some of you have experienced that, where it was the difference between night and day.
也许你们这里有些人都会经历到，这是白天和黑夜的差别。
And my parents thought I would lost my mind.
我的父母觉得好像我就是不正常了。
But fortunately, we were in a good church that taught us the Bible.
感谢主，我来到一个教会，他真正教导神的话语。
A church like this, where they really respect God's word and they open God's word and teach God's word.
他们真正尊重神的话语，打开神的话语，教导神的话语。
I think it's great that you have these equipping opportunities at 9 o'clock or whatever before you come in to the worship time, where people are engaging on Friday nights with the scriptures, talking about what they're learning from the Bible. I think this is wonderful.
我觉得你们在聚会之前有主日学的时间，星期五有查经的时间，这些都非常好。
It's so critical to the mission that God has for all of us. We must come to terms with what God is speaking to us.
我们在服侍神的时候，最重要、很关键的就是我们要知道神对我们说什么。
So it's always good to be in a place where people love the Lord Jesus Christ and they love the Word of God.
所以总是你们总是在一群。爱神爱神话语的人当中是有福的。
I went to a church about a month ago in Blue Springs and I had culture shock.
我一个月之前我到 Blue Springs 一个教会去，还有我非常惊讶。
Bunch of Americans, can you believe it? Bunch of Americans over there. There's no Chinese in their congregation.
都是美国人，没有中国人。
I was in culture shock.
但是我是一个，但是我觉得一个文化的冲突。
I'd only been back in the U.S. for about a week, and I didn't know how to act with these other Americans.
我好像自己是美国人，但是在美国人当中，好像我不知道应该怎么样说话行事。
My life is among the Chinese.
我的生活都是在中国人当中。
I feel comfortable today.
我今天我感觉很自然。
Can you tell? I feel at home. I love the Chinese people.
我觉得好像我是回到家里。
But I didn't discover that until much later in my Christian life.
但是这是直到我, 基督徒的生活很后面,
We started reaching out to international students at UMKC many years ago, 1985 actually.
许多年前, 大概1985年, 我们开始,
We'd pick them up at the airport up there, bring them home, put them in our homes for two or three days, help them open a checking account. We tried to do everything for them.
我们就接他们飞机, 把他们带到家里, 住几天, 帮他们开银行账号, 做很多事情为他们。
This is a handful of about 10 to 12 people that were working in a college class that where I came to Christ.
所以我们大概在大学里面班上有10到15个人信主。
This is a bunch of young Christians. We weren't very mature. We didn't know the Bible as well as many of you know the Bible, but we just decided we want to reach out to these new students coming from all over the world and express the love of Christ.
我们自己并不是很成熟，但是我们有这个神的话语，所以我们愿意去接触那些国际学生，把神的福音传给他们。
I was studying at the Conservatory of Music at the time, working on a music degree, and God changed my direction completely.
那时候我正在读这个音乐的学位，但是神就把我的生活整个的改变了。
If you're studying music, that's great. I'm not putting music down, but that wasn't God's plan for my life.
我并不是要贬低音乐，但是我只是说神改变了我的生活。
And I just discovered that I really like reaching out in cross-cultural ministry to people from other nations.
我实在有一个负担，就是愿意跨越文化的差异来传神的福音。
But can you guess who the largest number of students were that we were reaching out to?
但你知道是哪一种的学生最多吗?
Beautiful Asian people.
都是从亚洲来的。And
we had them in our home every weekend.
每个周末我都请他们到我们家。We
prayed and said, Lord, is there any way that we can just stay on campus and continue to serve Asian students?
我们的祷告也是主，能不能把我们留在校园里面继续的向
Wife and I had been married about 7 years and it didn't look possible for us to have any children, so we were focusing all of our extra energies on reaching out to Chinese.
我和妻子我们结婚大概七年，但是还没有孩子，所以我们把所有的精力都放在向国际学生传福音身上。
And I decided that I wanted to finish my bachelor degree as fast as possible, so I was able to do it in 10 years.
我想尽快的把我的学士学位读完，但是
I took classes that I didn't even need for my major. My wife was working, and she said, just stay on campus, because we were seeing a lot of things happen as I went to class and as I was meeting students, and I was just loving the academic environment.
所以我愿意说去修那些我毕业并不需要的课，我太太在打工，但是我们做这一切都是说我喜欢在校园里来遇见人，来向他们传福音。
So I want to encourage you Chinese parents, your parents out here today, God can be working it and you can't see it sometimes with your kids.
所以我在这里鼓励中国的父母们，在你看不见的时候，神可能在那里做工。
If you would have forced me into the university when I was 18 or 19, it would have been really bad.
如果你要勉强我在18到24岁这个年纪，要把我勉强到大学去，那是很糟糕的。
But 3 or 4 years later, after I went to the military and had lived in different places of the world, I came back to Kansas City, and I was hungry to go to college, and I stayed there for 10 years, and I was taking classes because I was just hungry to learn.
但是当我参军之后，当我在外面旅行了那么久，回到 Kansas City的时候，我心里有个饥渴，就是想要来学习。
The Bible says that when Christ comes into your life, He quickens your mortal flesh. He brings to life things that were once dormant and basically asleep.
所以当主耶稣的生命进到你里面，他就叫你苏醒过来。
You were able to translate that? That's good, brother. That's not easy. Yeah. He was able to take what was never there and breathe into me new life, and suddenly I had an appetite to learn.
本来在我们的里面没有生命，但是当他吹气在里面的时候，我们就完全的改变，所以我里面就有饥渴要学习。So
we prayed and said, Lord, give us a home near the campus where we can reach out and really sustain a ministry to Chinese people.
所以我们就祷告说，神给我在校园旁边有个家，所以我们能够向国际学生来传福音。He
gave us a home at 54th and Oak, right there at the south end of the campus. The students would walk to our house Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They were in our home all the time.
所以神真的给了我们一个家，就在五四世界和 Oak 交界的地方，在校园的南边，许多学生只要走路就可以来。
I said, Lord, could you give me a job? I finally had to graduate, you know. And so, can you give me a job on campus?
最后我终于毕业了，你知道是十年之后，所以我就祷告说，神啊，你给我一个工作。
And they had an ESL program. I had no background in linguistics, no background in language study or English or anything, and God gave me a job in the ESL program. Amazing.
所以我就神给了我一个教英文的工作，尽管我在语言学方面没有任何的背景或者能力，但是神就给了我这样一个工作。
And I, for the next 13, 14, 15 years of my life, I was on universities both here and in Taiwan teaching ESL.
所以当之后的13到15年间，我就在这里，在其他很多大学，台湾的大学，我就来教英文。
And I just learned little by little how to teach English as a second language.
所以我就一点点的来教这个英文，就是作为一种第二语言教给学生。
I stepped out in faith.
所以我就凭着信心走出来。
You ever do that?
你曾经这样走过吗？
You say, I can't do it.
你觉得我不能够。
I'm not qualified for this.
觉得我没有这个本领。
But we just step out in faith.
但是你愿意在信心里跨出来吗？
Not because we believe in ourselves.
并不是因为我们有一个自信。
Obviously, I wasn't qualified.
显然我并没有这种能力。
And who knows, I could have got into the program and destroyed the program. I could have been a terrible teacher.
如果我进到那个项目当中，我可能就是是把它全部弄糟了。
But God opened the door, I went in, I began to teach, and I discovered, wow, I have a gift to teach.
当神为我打开一扇门，我就跨出去了，然后我发现，哎，我里面有一点教导的恩赐。
Every weekend, Chinese people studying the Bible with us in our home.
每个周末就是中国学生到我们家来学圣经。
Not real heavy, not real pressured, not you've got to trust Jesus tonight. We weren't ministering in that way.
我们并没有给他们很大的压力，去勉强他们要相信主。
We did kind of investigative. If they were interested, we provided opportunities for them to look at the scriptures, to look at the life of Christ, and then we let the Holy Spirit do His work.
我们只是给他们一个机会来读主的话语，来了解主耶稣的生平，让圣灵来工作。
These wonderful Chinese students began to bother me about something.
所以有一些中国学生就开始问我问题。
They kept asking me this question over and over again.
有一个问题，他们不断的问我。
When are you coming over? When are you coming to our country?
什么时候你会到我们的国家去
？When are you coming to China?
到中国去。
When are you coming to Taiwan?
什么时候去台湾
？When are you coming?
什么时候来
？Then I started to feel like a hypocrite.
我回答的时候，我就觉得说我很难诚实回答他们。
Because every day I'd be standing in the classroom Monday through Friday, standing in the classroom talking about how important it is to learn a second language.
所以因为每一天我就站在教室里跟他们说学第二语言多重要。
So important for you to learn another culture and to acculturate.
所以我教导别人说你们要了解别的文化。
And the Holy Spirit was saying, "Yes, it's really important, isn't it?"
所以圣灵对我说，是啊，这真的很重要。
And then God took my last excuse away from me, and He brought a brother into our fellowship.
最后，神带来一位弟兄，把我心中最后一点借口都挪掉了。
And you don't know this brother, but he had served in Taiwan for about 10 years, and he had come back and was now in our international student ministry.
所以他在台湾服侍了十年，后来回来就在。学生当中服侍。
And I said, brother, I really feel like God is calling me to step out on faith and move over to Asia and live there for a while, maybe to live there 1 or 2 years and begin to learn the language.
所以我就对他说，弟兄，我真的有感动，觉得神要我到亚洲去住，也许一到两年来学这个语言。
It was 1993 at the time.
那时候是93年。
And he said, well, David, I can put you right over here in this city, and I know this pastor, and I know this church, and we'll just get you set up. I'll take you over.
他就说David, 我知道我可以把你带到那个城市那个地方那里的牧师介绍你认识一切我都会给你安排。
No more excuses.
我就没借口了。
So I went, 1994.
所以我94年就去了。
And my wife came about 3 months later after we discovered that I was able to survive.
所以我大概三个月后看起来我能够活得下去所以我太太就也过来了。
I had no job, no contract when I went.
所以我那里在那里我没有工作也没有合同。
I just knew this one pastor who had lived there for a while and he took me over and then he said bye bye.
所以 他就那个弟兄就带我认识了一个当地的牧师，然后就跟我告别了。
And I fell in love with the Chinese people there in Taiwan.
所以，但是我就感觉到在那里啊，台湾的中国人的爱。
Something happened and I couldn't explain it, but it was like, oh, I'm supposed to be here. I don't know why, but I just know it in my soul. I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to live here.
我自己没法解释，但是我里面知道说这就是我该居住的地方。
One year went, this flew by.
当这许多年过去，
过了很快哈。And then we said we've got to stay another year.
我们就说，哎，再住一年吧。
So we stayed another year.
然后我们就又住一年。
And at that time was 1996, and I could speak just enough Mandarin to be dangerous.
那个96年的时候，我大概学中文学到一个程度，哦，也许可以造成一点麻烦了。
You know how it is. You can speak a little bit, and you feel really proud, but your listening is not there. You can't 听不太懂。
也许你能只能说一点的时候，你会觉得很自豪，但是问题还没有发生。
And God led us back here for more equipping, more preparation.
啊，神把我们带回来，有更多的装备。
And we decided that we were almost 40 at the time. I'm almost 50 now.At that time, almost 40, and we decided, you know, we really think God wants us to adopt children.
我现在差不多50岁，那时候我差不多40岁，那时候我们感觉到神让我们开始觉得说我们愿意领养孩子。
So our wife and I were almost 50, and you saw our children this morning. We have two twin boys.
今天早上也许你看见我的太太和我有一对双胞胎的男孩子。
They are an answer to prayer.
他是神给我们祷告的答应。
God, we prayed.
我们祷告
for twins.
我们为着双胞胎祷告。
That's a big prayer because most adoption agencies they don't get a lot of twins.
这个我们想要祷告要一个双胞胎，但是你知道说这是很不容易的。
And you know my prayer was really spiritual. I said, Lord, please, I've got to have cute kids.
我的祷告说，主啊，我实在想要可爱的孩子。
And God answered my prayer.
神就答应了我的祷告。
And God's that way. Even when we are praying for things that are not always pure, even though we're praying for things that are just our desires, sometimes God says, I just delight to bless you.
有的时候我们祷告也许不是完完全全属灵，也许有一点我们自己的喜好在里面，但是神就是有时候他就是这样喜欢赐福给我们。
So we adopted them in 1999 through the Lighthouse.
所以我们就在99年领养了这一对双胞胎。
4 weeks old, just itsy bitsy.
大概只有四周，在他们四周的时候。
And they changed our life.
他们就改变了我们的生活。
And then we had a chance to serve in a church that some of you know in Overland Park called Cornerstone Community Church.
我们在 Overland Park 一个教会里面侍奉。
And so we served there for I think probably five to seven years right in there.
我们大概在那里侍奉了五到七年。
And then God opened the door for us to go back 2 years ago.
两年前神又为我们开了一扇门，让我们可以回去。
And so my message today was based upon a verse that came to my mind from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 9.
今天我的分享是根据神给我的话，是在箴言第九章。
And I want to just tell you about what God did the last 2 years.
我想分享神在过去两年所做的。
And let's look at Proverbs 9 one more time.
那我们再看一次箴言第九章。
Can we get the... There we go. Very good. There we go. So this is Seth.
This is Seth.
And this is Simeon.
This is Simeon.
Yeah. This is the verse we'll be looking at. Let's read it one more time together. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 6.
那我们一同再读一遍箴言第九章一到六节。
Can I read it together with you in English first, and then we'll read it in Mandarin?
我们先读英文，再读中文。
Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point of the city, Let all who are assembled come in here. She says to those who lack judgment, Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways, and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子，宰杀牲畜，调和止酒，摆设筵席，打发使女出去，自己在城中至高处呼喊说：谁是愚蒙人，可以转到这里来？又对那无知的人说：你们来吃我的饼和我调和的酒， 你们愚蒙人要舍弃愚蒙，就得存活，并要走光明的道。
Good. I want to go back just a little bit. I guess maybe I was pushing this in the meanwhile. When we first got to Taiwan, it was March 2004.
我们初到台湾是零四年三月。
And when we got there, I'll just be honest with you, we were so exhausted that from raising support and getting ready to go back to Taiwan, that the first thing that we did is we went to the beach.
我们刚到台湾，老实说，我们实在是精疲力尽了，所以我们就想放松一下，我们就到海滩上去。
So there's Simeon sat there about 5 years old there, and we went to Kunding. I don't know if you know Taiwan, but it's a beautiful beach in the south. And we just, my wife made me promise that we would just take a break for 1 week.
所以那时候小孩子差不多五岁，我们就在那里，这个海滩叫做 Kunding。
So that's what we did. We came back and we discovered that God had provided so much for us.
我们感谢神，他为我们预备了这么多。
First thing He provided is the perfect church for us to partner with.
他们就找到一个绝好的教会，叫我们可以和他们同工。
I think this might be on something automatic, and I don't know if there's a way that we can take it off automatic.
这个幻灯片好像自动在走。
Oh, maybe I'm touching something. I bet I'm touching something. This is Pastor Du in the middle.
这是他们的中间是他们的牧师。
And this is a large church, probably one of the largest churches in Taichung that invited us to come and to serve in their congregation, their international congregation.
这是一个很大教会，可能是台中最大的教会。他们邀请我们在他们的国际的侍奉当中。
And he has been just such a blessing to us personally.
他是我们一个很大的祝福。
You know, some people will try to manage every little decision you make. He hasn't been that way.
有的人好像他们要干预你每一个的决定，但这个牧师他不是这样。
But when we came, we discovered that the pastor that was shepherding this Grace International Church where we serve was going to leave.
所以这个我们到那里时候发现，这个在这个教会叫做国际恩典国际教会，这个牧师他快要离开。
And that's him there, Tim. And I tried to talk him out of leaving. I said, "Why are you leaving? We just got here. We think you're doing a great job. Can we just serve under you?"
So we just with him, 交通我们说啊，我们很喜欢这里。你为什么要离开？我们可以再跟你一起同工。
He said, "No, we're leaving. God has made it very clear." And so then they asked my wife and I if we would help to shepherd this congregation.
So, 但他跟我说，神的意思很清楚，我们要离开，所以我们就在。跟我太太讨论，我们是不是要在这里牧会
？This is another missionary that grew up in Taiwan. His name's Mark Hefner.
这是另外一个在台湾长大的传道人。
And actually, he helped to start this Sunday service that they have in the park on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
所以他帮助我们在星期天的下午有一个侍奉。
Yeah, and God not only provided the perfect church, but the perfect place to live. When we got there, we discovered that we had a fully furnished apartment to live in.
所以神也为我们预备了一个美好的地方来居住。
And we didn't have to bring anything except clothes.
他为我们预备了一个完全是家具都预备好的地方，我们只需要带衣服去就好了。
And so we moved in and everything was there. We bought food, we had clothes, we started working immediately.
我们有了衣服，有了食物，我们就开始做工了。
God provided.
He
really is so good. We looked out our window, and as you looked out the window, you know, we were in kind of a typical neighborhood in Taiwan, and this is kind of what it looked like.
这就是台湾这个公寓大概都是这个样子，这是周围的环境。
Of course, in Taiwan, there's mostly concrete. There's not too many parks. There's not really any place for the kids to play, so you have to get creative.
所以在台湾，你到处都看见钢筋混凝土的东西，公园不多，所以。你要带小孩子玩，需要有一点创意才行。
Yeah, so we found a place, this little park between the roads, and we would go there, and just the kids would play there.
在许多公路之间，我们找到一个小公园，所以可以带他们玩。
But after about a year in that apartment, we felt pretty cramped, and so we knew it was time to move out pretty soon, and we began to pray again.
所以在那个公园里玩了一年之后，我们觉得说，我们需要祷告，有一个新的地方。
Yeah.And so God provided a place on a seminary campus right in the heart of the city.
所以神带领我们在城市中心找到另外一个公园。
And it's called Zhongtai 神学院。
是一个中台神学院。
And most missionaries would kill to be able to live on that campus. It's so nice.
所以这些、yeah. 每一个宇宙传道神学生都是非常向往住在那里。
And we have no relationship whatsoever with this mission group.
我们和这个神学院没有任何的联系。
But we prayed. And we pray very specifically.
我们祷告,
and the place is not real fancy. But this is what's special about it. This grass.
你看到这里可以看见草,
and you just don't find it in these cities in Taiwan.
Yeah. 在台湾的城市当中,
and so we waited until the perfect weekend to move in. We thought, let's wait until there's a typhoon and then we'll move in.
所以我们等说,
so this is the picture from our roof, and you can see all the branches laying there on the campus ground.
你可以看见在我们房顶上看下去，你可以看见.
That's what it looks like, the entrance to our home.
这是家的入口.
It's a great place for ministry.
那里实在是说对传道人这是非常好的地方.
2 minutes from the church where we worship.
到我们敬拜的教会只要2分钟.
And our boys are going to grow up speaking both languages. We're so excited about that.
因为我们小孩子长大之后，他们可以同时学两种语言.
These little girls that live right across the campus, and they're also bilingual, and they're becoming really close friends.
这些小女孩她们住的不远，她们也是也能说中文和英文，所以她们成了好朋友.
And in the morning, that's what it looks like when we get ready to take the boys to kindergarten.
这是一天早上我带他们要开始去幼稚园.
I never hardly drive a car. We drive motor scooters.
所以我们并没有开车，我们就用这个电单车.
And these boys are very much loved at the Christian kindergarten where they go to school.
他们是在一个基督徒的办的幼稚园里，他们很蒙福.
Their listening ability is better than mine already.
他们的听的能力已经比我更好.
So God provided the perfect school for the boys to begin to acculturate and learn Mandarin.
神就为他们预备了一个美好的学校来学习中文.
And they're like celebrities when they go to this kindergarten.
他们就是好像真是非常蒙福.
That's their uniform that they wear there at Victor Kindergarten.
这是他们的制服.
And they're pretty popular. Yeah.
所以他们很受欢迎.
I asked them about 3 or 4 months ago, how many girlfriends do you have right now? And they said,
我问他几个月前问他你有多少女朋友?
And they said, 7.
他说有7个.
And they were serious.
他们是真的数过了.
So we're trying to watch them very closely. We want to make sure they grow up with a good character.
我们就是很注意地观察他们, 希望他们
that one missionary that I showed you that is, grew up in Taiwan, that's his daughter Anna Hefner, about the same age. God also provided the perfect place for us to study the language. And so when we have the money, we always go and study one-on-one privately, and this is my teacher here.
这是我的老师,
and she is a marvelous teacher. She really lets the student kind of guide what we're going to study, and it's been such a positive union with her and I, and she has helped me tremendously to learn how to share, not only just to speak and become fluent, but how to share the faith.
她实在是一个非常好的老师，她让我们来自己找到怎么样来进展，然后她不单是教我们说这个语言，她也是教我们怎样
this was from last Christmas, our outreach service in the park there.
这是上一个圣诞节在我们那个公园的旁边.
And we had a good turnout that day. Usually we don't have that many people, but it was a Christmas outreach, and we had a music team in there, and we just, God gave us a great time. We got the gospel out.
通常没有这么多人，但是因为特别是圣诞节，所以说我们有很多的人来.
God provided even a staff for us to work with there.
我们这里有许多同工.
And so this is our secretary here, Faye. And this is a young girl, 24 years old, from Kansas.
她这个女孩子，她24岁，从堪萨斯来.
She doesn't, you know, she hasn't been a Christian that long, but she's making a huge impact with the gospel.
她成为基督徒还没有特别久，但是她已经在福音的市场很有果效.
She stepped out on faith, moved over to Taiwan. She did 1 year. She said, wow, this was a lot of fun. She came back and she just finished her 2nd year.
她在我们那里待了一年，她很喜欢那里，她这已经是第二年了。She's
young enough to be my daughter, and we're very impressed with Jenny.
她的年纪可能只有就像我的女儿一样。I want to
stress something, no seminary education.
她没有受过神学院的训练。She's
not a Bible scholar.
她并不是一个圣经学者。
But she loves the Lord.
And she carries this love of Christ and the gospel with her, and many people are coming to Christ. This is Kathy, she's about 30.
This is Kathy, 她大概30岁.
Same situation, she's been there about 2 years now. And these missionaries come, and most of Americans, you know, we try to work. We're so independent, so autonomous, so we're going in many different directions when we get overseas. But I felt like God was telling me, David, you start taking care of these young missionaries, kind of they're becoming missionaries, you know. You just start loving them and shepherding them and give them a place where they can get fed. Taking care of them. They don't have any parents here. They don't have anybody to look after them. They're in their early 20s, most of them. And so we started loving on them.
他们, 父母不在那里也没有特别谁来照顾他, 所以我感觉有需要来照顾他们, 带领他们。
And in turn, they say, can we work through your church? Can we just work through you guys exclusively? And they help us in our English outreaches.
最后他们就说愿意加入我们一起的侍奉, 来特别是在英文的服事上面。
And so I said, well, do you guys want to meet with us? We get together on Tuesday mornings in our home for a staff meeting. Would you guys like to come and just have a part and pray with us for the people in the church as we plan and pray? And they said, yes. And so they kind of chose to be on staff. And then there's Cindy, who is a veteran missionary, much more experienced than Pamela and I are. She's from Canada. She works with us full time. She's making a big impact for Christ. When we first got there, of course, there was Mark who had helped to start the ministry, and then we had a retired pastor that maybe some of you know. He's very well known in Taiwan, Pastor Zhang Mu Shi, Daniel Zhang. And he comes as often as he can, maybe twice a month, and he will just come, and he doesn't speak that much, but he just wants to come and he wants to pray with people, and he gives a lot of good counsel to Taiwanese. And then Grace Church also provided several co-workers who are a big help our first year there in the city, and that's Tessia and Sophia, and they're no longer with us, but they were really helpful.
Yeah.
And God continues to expand our partnership there in Taiwan. And God, you know, He doesn't respect who you think you are if you think you're really qualified or you're really well educated. God, you know, He's just not impressed with that. He's always looking at our hearts, isn't He? And so we just ask God to continue to link us with people who really want to work to see the gospel go out to many of the young people. We have a heart to see the gospel go out to many that are in their 20s and 30s and even teenagers in Taiwan. And about 3 months ago, God worked it out where I got to meet this fellow. He's a Southern Baptist and has been in Taiwan for 13 years.
后来三个月前我们就遇到这位同工，他是在台湾已经13年了。
And other people, if I would go and get counsel, they would say, now don't work with these other groups. You just do your own thing. Don't be partnering with these other groups. And we really haven't approached ministry in this way.
所以很多时候好像你们寻求，我们寻求意见，就是都是在自己的这个团队里面，但是实在神祝福我们，所以我们遇到这位弟兄。We
just started to go out and have breakfast every Wednesday morning. We begin to share our lives and what God was doing in our lives. And it's kind of like a David and Jonathan relationship that God is building with me and Mike here. And this guy could do anything he wants to in Taichung, but he says, David, can I work with you? I said, sure. And now he's leading one of our small groups and he's raising up disciples in this small group.
So,
When we first got to Taiwan, we were on one campus, one college campus. And this was right in the heart of the Taichung, and this was we have something called the English Bible Story that we do on Thursday afternoon.
大概差不多是在台中的市中心，我们大概星期四晚上，我们有这个英文的圣经故事。
But because God has given us some of these foreign missionaries, we're on seven college campuses now.
但感谢神给我们带来，从海外带来是许多的同工，所以现在我们服侍七个校园。
And God is using English to bring young people to Christ, right here on the college campuses.
神用英文在大学校园里把许多人带到主面前。
And then she's an answer to prayer also. This is Fei Zhou, and she's just an incredible secretary for us. This is what God has provided. What's your response when you see what God provides? Would you look at 2 Peter chapter 1 with me? 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
我们可不可以一起来看彼得前书二章?
What's your response when you see God blessing you? When you see God answering prayer, and you don't know why, you think, Lord, why are you doing this?
也许会问神说,
why is it, Lord, that I can walk through Taiwan and some days I have such a sense of your presence, such a sense of your provision that I just begin to weep?
有一天我在城市当中 走路的时候，当我想到神如此丰富的预备，我就在那里哭泣。
Weeping for joy.
是喜乐的哭泣。
Because God is at work.
因为神是在做工。
Maybe this is part of the answer here in 2 Peter chapter 1. I'll read it in English and then you guys can read it.
彼得后书第一章。
Verses 2 and 3.
第一章第二节第三节。
Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，建议我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Also in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, would you look at 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17?
还有就是在提摩太前书, 第六章17节。
The Lord is so good.
神是这么好。
My testimony today is that God has richly provided us.
我的见证, yeah. 我今天的见证就是神丰丰富富地为我们预备了。
And we're humbled by the way that God keeps giving and pouring out His grace on our ministry.
神实在如此丰富地把他的恩典倾倒下来，叫我们心中要感恩谦卑。
I want to read 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
提前六章十七节。
It says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。Paul
said, I know what you're talking about, David. My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
就像保罗他也会对我说，David，这是你一切所要的。神会照着他荣耀的丰富，在你心中成就一切所求所想。Can
you amen that?
你能够想象吗?
You believe that?
你相信吗?
He will provide all that we need. Especially if we are set, if our hearts are set on carrying out His purposes and His will. Right? When you say yes to the will of God, you say yes to the purposes of God, things begin to happen. What have I learned over the last couple of years? Well, I've learned to find my voice as a preacher.
就是还有一个就是我怎样来发现在我里面有这个传道的恩赐。
When I first got to Taiwan, I began to speak and they were very kind. You know, the Chinese people are so kind.
我刚刚开始传道在台湾的时候，周围的中国人他们都很友善。
But I could tell I wasn't really connecting with them very well. Because I was using some of the background that I had from the old days, and I was preaching in kind of my American style, and I don't think they were so impressed.
所以我想我可能我的讲道里面有很多我过去的背景，然后有很多美国人的方式，所以说他们不一定很能接受。
A lot of shouting, you know.
我可能要经常的叫喊。
And little by little, I've been learning that I don't know very much.
渐渐的我就知道说我其实还不知道什么。But
I'm not shouting as much now.
所以我就不像以前那样好像声音那么大。Maybe
just mostly at my wife.
Yeah.
No, just learning to share from my heart.
And
I've got a lot to learn, but it's fun to walk with God and learn. Maybe you're learning the same thing. Learning how to communicate these truths that transform our lives. I've also been learning what being a pastor entails. What does that mean to shepherd this congregation? And I know I respect what you guys do here. I think you refer to yourselves as brothers, that, you know, we're all brothers, and I man, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
But over in this church that we're serving with, you know, they're not on the same paradigm exactly, and so they, you know, oh, musher, musher, musher. You know, there's a lot of pastor going on there.
对，但是在我服侍那个教会，他们有点不一样，他们就是言必称牧师。
But they're very respectful. Yeah.
但是他们很尊重我。
And but I was scared, you know. I got over there and I thought, wow, I was an associate pastor in Overland Park, and now I'm kind of responsible for this congregation. And to be truthful, I thought, what's going to happen if somebody dies, you know?
所以说我觉得我在 Overland Park的时候，我只是一个助理牧师。那我到了台湾，现在我是一个牧师了，那我就。 很大的责任，如果有人死掉怎么办？
I never did a funeral before.
我从来没有带领过一个追思礼拜。
What do I do if somebody wants to get married?
如果有人要结婚怎么办？
I've never married anybody before.
我还没有主持过婚礼。
And I had all of these thoughts about what people expected and what I needed to be, and I was getting stressed about it.
所以当我每次想到人家需要我所做的事情，我就心里很大压力。
And I learned that God provided in that church every person that was necessary to do the work.
所以后来我就经历到神在那个教会每一个人的需要，神就在那里预备。
God provides the gifted ones in each assembly, in each congregation, and I'm breathing.
神把恩赐赐在每一个教会的当中。
I'm breathing again. I love to go to the church. I love to serve. God's going to provide the same thing wherever He's at work. He will raise up the gifted ones. I think you guys are experiencing that already. I was listening to a tape, I think, from Brother Robert Cowell. And I just know that God has provided in this local assembly right here a number of gifted ones. And together, you are able to accomplish the work that God has called you to do.
我知道神在哪里做工，他就在哪里供应。所以今天你们在这里可以经历到，神也在这个教会赐下他的恩赐。There's
no superstars.
这里并没有什么超级明星。Except
one.
只有一个，只有一位。只有一个哈。
Also, I experienced something how powerful the word no is.
好，我还学到就是说怎样来说不。You
guys know what I'm talking about?
你知道我说的是什么意思吗？
I had to learn the power of the word no. I know this is dangerous because Chinese don't like to hear the word no.
我知道这个很不容易，因为中国人不喜欢听到不。
But a man named Mencius once said, before a man can do things, there must be things he will not do.
但是我听到一个一句话，就是一个人能够干事情，必然是因为他有一些事情他不会做。
And when I got there, you know, the expectation was that besides shepherding in this congregation, that I was to help them with their English and help them with their thesis and grade their papers and do all of these other extra things because that was just expected.
我刚到那里的时候，也许除了觉得说我是一个牧养教会的人，他们还希望我帮助他们学英文，可能看他们的论文，帮助他们的写文章。
And these are good people, they just need help.
他们都是很好的人，他们也需要帮助。
And I started to say, sorry, can't do that.
但是我后来我就开始对他们说，对不起，我不能够帮忙。
That wasn't very popular. But you know what? If you start to, if you know what God wants you to do and you focus on what God is telling you to do, no becomes easier and easier to communicate.
但是如果你真的专注在神要你做的事情上，也许你就能够开始说不。
Now I don't just say no. I mean, I'm not rude. Yeah.
我并不是就是很粗鲁的就说不行。
I just try to find a creative way to communicate. Oh, 不好意思，我觉得我没有办法，you know.
所以我就学会了用中国人的方式来说不。
I love Chinese people. Yeah.
我实在很爱中国人。
I also discovered that one thing we really needed to do as a church was create a loving family atmosphere.
我觉得作为我们一个教会在一起，我们这里需要有一个爱的空气。
And I discovered that, you know, we have major problems in society and in the families here in the United States. You all know that.
我们在这里，所以我们知道我们的社会、我们的家庭都很缺乏这样的空气。
In Taiwan, it's not any different. The divorce rate is alarming, it's growing, and there's, I think the family is imploding, it's falling apart.
我们知道说在台湾也没什么区别，就是家庭，许多家庭都是面临很多问题。
I said, well, what do they need, what are they looking for when they come on Sunday afternoons?
所以当他们星期天下午，当他们来到教会的时候，他们想要的究竟是什么？
What would happen if they walked into a place where they met God?
当他们进到一个地方遇见神的时候，
So I really pray and work. I try to work with God as close as I can. And I said, Lord, can we create here mostly single people between 20 and 35 years of age? Can we create here a place where they feel like it's a family?
所以我向神的祷告就是因为在那个聚集当中有很多二三十岁的单身的人来聚会，所以说我就祷告说神可不可以让这里让他们能够感觉到是一个家。
And God is beginning to do this in our congregation. And people tell us after the service, people will stick around for 45 minutes and they will just talk.
所以聚会结束了，可能弟兄姊妹还会留下来再谈45分钟。
They want to pray with you. They want to talk. They're open. Their hearts are touched usually by the message or the worship time. And God is beginning to really build a community of believers there.
神就使用我们当中这些的交通，我们交通分享，也在那里祷告，神就来使用这些。When
we first got there after the service, everybody right to the door.
当我刚到那里的时候，每一次聚会结束，大家就离开了。And
so little by little, God was showing us, listen, you need to affirm people.
渐渐的，神就启示给我说，你要来鼓励、肯定。And
look for ways to surprise people with the grace of God.
用神的恩典来叫人的心惊奇。I've
also been learning to let God work out the specifics.
我也学到说有一些特别的事情要让神来做。God
works out the details. That's His job.
神会把有很多的细节，神会为我们安排。So
when we first got there, that one fellow, Mark Hefner, he was a career missionary. I really wanted him to be like an associate pastor to me, and I really had a certain way I was planning for him to serve in the congregation.
刚才我们看到有一位弟兄 Mark， 他是一个韩国的传道人，所以我就非常想他做我的助理牧师。我有一个自己的计划。But
I don't think he's 韩国的， he's a 美国人，
美国人，就是他在台湾长大了。<laughs>
And then he'd been there a long time, and he really knew what he was doing.
他在台湾很多年的时间，他知道他该干什么。And
you know, I had my plan, and God had His plan.
我有我自己的计划，但是神有他的计划。
And we reached a conflict point because it was like we weren't communicating. He knew what he was there to do, and I had my plan and my agenda, and we reached a conflict point.
到一个程度，就是我们好像有一点冲突，就是他自己有自己的主意要该做什么，但是我有我的计划。
And you know what I learned to do? Let go.
所以你知道我学到的功课就是让他摆在一边。
Right. Just let go, David.
让神来做。我是大卫。
Let go, David.
大卫，神对我说，让他去。You
entrust this brother to the Lord, and the Lord will lead him. He's responsible to Christ. He's not responsible to you.
用你的信心把这位弟兄交在主的手中，因为他是向神负责的。Now
Mark, he's still with our church. He still loves the church, but he's serving outside the church as well and reaching a bunch of people with the gospel.
他仍然在我们的教会当中服侍，但是他也服侍在这教会之外的人群。
And I learned to let God work out the specifics.
所以我学到让神来掌管这个细节。
Every time I try to control the ship, it just doesn't work. I run it onto the rocks.
我每一次我自己想来掌舵的时候, 船就遇到石头。
So life, you know, a lot of life is learning to let go and let God do what He can do alone.
许多时候我们生活的经历就是让我们学习说, 让神来做,
Amen? Do you agree with that? A lot of that. Yeah. A lot of it is about that. Even in parenting.
就是在学习怎么样教导孩子。
And finally, we were learning to make ourselves available when the Taiwanese and Chinese are available.
所以我们就还有我们就是学到说我们要自己准备好。
Whether we like it or not, Sundays are prime time ministry.
我们知道说主日是主要服事的时候。
And not only will people stay after the service for 45 minutes, but we'll take new people out to the tea house. We got a bunch of tea houses nearby the chapel where we meet in the park.
所以不光聚会结束以后，我们会留下来大概45分钟的时间，我们也把新朋友带到附近很多的茶室里面。
We'll go to the tea house and we'll spend another hour and a half at the tea house just getting to know new people and talking with different brothers and sisters.
所以在附近的茶室里面，我们就和新来的朋友们交谈。
But you know, most of the American missionaries, they do it the same thing here in the States, I noticed. After the service, everybody is in the parking lot. Who can get to the parking lot first and get out of there?
所以在美国，你看聚会结束，很多教会，他大家都冲向停车场，都想早一点离开。
Okay, I'm done with church now. It's my life. I can do what I want to do.
在很多人的观念里，就是哦，我教会生活完了，下面就是我的私人生活了。
And I just didn't seem right because finally these wonderful Taiwanese people were available. They wanted to meet. They were really willing to talk about the things of God. And I thought, where am I going?
但是当我真正看见说这里有许多的中国人，有许多的台湾人，他们真的有这个需要，他们可以在那里交谈的时候，我想我应该在哪里？Talk
to our staff and say, "Are we all in a hurry to go someplace?"
我对我的同工们说，我们真的急着要去什么地方吗？
I began to encourage them, "Would you consider coming to the tea house with me, and we'll just hang out at the tea house for a while and really get to know some of these people in the congregation?"
所以我就说，还是我们愿意。
And now a whole new ministry has come out of this. We call it the Tea House Ministry. And God does some work just in these tea houses after the service. I think the last thing that I've been learning is that God will, He will provide everything you need. We pray and God provides. And some of the things that He's provided is a bunch of new ministry initiatives that did not exist before we came. One of them is, maybe you've read it in our newsletter, Conversational English Outreach on Thursdays. Great time there. It's not a Bible study. It's just conversation time. And people just come out. A lot of them, most of them aren't Christian and they just want to talk.
所以就是有许多人来，他们并不是查经，就是在那里交谈。
We pick a topic, and we always include a couple of Bible verses on there, and we're very open that we're Christian, but we just explore these topics together.
所以我们就有一个主题，我们有几句神的话语在那里，然后我们就开放给大家在那里交谈。
When we started, there were 15 to 20.
开始只有15-20个人。
And now there's usually around 30 that come out on a Thursday evening. And we have a bunch of Taiwanese Christians that are working with us and also foreigners that we're all working together for the same goal.
所以我们那里有几个台湾的基督徒帮助我们，也有从海外来的。
You know what the goal is?
我们有一个共同的目的。
Well, their goal is they want to practice their English.
但是一开始有的人的目的是要学英文。
他们是不是需要多多机会就是跟别人就是练习他们的中文, right? They're looking for opportunities to use their Mandarin.
他们希望有机会来使用他们的中文。
What's our goal?
我们的目的是什么?
Manifest Christ.
彰显基督。
Right? Manifest Christ.
彰显基督。
That's it. Our goal is simple. We want them to see Christ.
我们想让他们看见我们的主。
And so God uses that as a front door kind of, it's a front door entrance into this community of believers that we call Grace International Church. They don't find that they're praying to receive Christ in that particular Thursday night group, although it has happened, but it's a front door into a whole community of believers that they meet where they can hear more of God's Word.
尽管 并不是说很多人就在那个星期四晚上祷告接受主，但是这给他们一个通道，叫他可以进入我们的教会。
Another ministry that God opened up is on the campus here. I told you about our Thursday night, our Thursday afternoon English Bible story.
所以在星期四下午，我们在校园里有这个英文的故事。
Last year wasn't too good.
去年并不是很好。
Two or three Taiwanese students who would come out, we just had a small group, and not much happened.
所以只有两三个台湾学生来，好像也没有发生什么事。
And then something happened this year. I don't know what.
但今年就不一样。
But a bunch of people started coming out.
啊，有更多的人来。
And we had Jenny coming out, and then soon there's a bunch of other young people who were coming out from the church, and they were bringing friends. And now we have a group somewhere, usually around anywhere between 10 to 20 students who will come out to this Bible story time.
现在有新的有基督徒来带他们的朋友来。现在我们大概有十到二十个人。
Half of them are there. They don't know Christ. They don't know the Bible, and they're just there to hear about the parables of Jesus.
他们当中有一半人，他们不认识主，也圣经，但是他们在那里读主的比喻。
And most of the students who came consistently, all of them are Christian now.
他们凡是持续的来的人，他们当中很多人都成为了基督徒。
We don't do this thing where we say just say this prayer with me and we try to rush them to make a decision. We don't operate that way.
我们并不是勉强他们，就要求他们跟我们祷告。
Just say this prayer with me right now, ready or not. Come on, say the prayer. We don't operate that way.
我们并不是说就勉强他们就一定要跟我们一起祷告。
We wait. We need to see evidence that the Holy Spirit is working. He uses the Bible stories, the parables, little by little. Christ manifests Himself in these wonderful stories of the parables. And these kids, after the meeting, they get with Jenny, they get with one of the teachers who's one of the university professors, and they talk about it for hours. They get together and talk about what they're learning, and this teacher is leading them to Christ.
但是在这个故事当中，你看见我们显明自己在这个故事当中的时候，你看见圣灵在他们心中工作的时候，结束之后，我们常常还有一个小时的交通。那许多时候，老师就带领他们接受主。
This ministry has become one of the most exciting ministries that we have.
这是我们现在施工当中最令人兴奋的一个。
Because of this.
就是看这张照片。
A year ago, it was just me and that teacher.
一年前只有我跟那个老师。
Then God raised up a team.
但是神给了我们一个服事的团队。
When God raises up a team, oftentimes He does a significant work.
神兴起了一对同工，你就知道说他在做工。
I'm not responsible for that team.
我并不是说我自己能够负责这样一对。
God did that.
是神的工作。
And now through many members working together, loving one another, supporting one another, spending time together, students are coming to Christ.
许多肢体在一起，彼此的扶助、祷告、彼此相爱，神就把学生嫁给我们。
It's mostly single people, but God is giving us young families just in the last six months.
多数都是单身的，但是开始把这个家庭有家庭的人带到我们当中来。
So I said to my wife, we're going to do something, or we're going to see these couples come and go, and they're not going to stay because there's nothing for them.
所以我就对我太太说，我们也许应该有一个新的服事，因为不然的话，就是有家庭的人不容易在其中。
So we started a home group Saturday, just once a month, but they all come. These are the young couples, and they're having a great time.
所以我们就开始有为着家庭的聚会，但是单身的也会来。
They're all young. Look, their kids are younger than my kids, and so they're actually willing to listen to us. You know, our kids are only seven, but we've got the older kids in the congregation.
但是你看，他们都很年轻，他们的小孩子都很小。
We get together, and boy, we're exploring problems in marriages and with parenting and all these challenges. We just get together, have a meal together, and share.
我们在一起探讨婚姻的问题，教养儿女的问题。
We also
have
a young adult cell group on Wednesday nights.
这是星期三晚上，这是另一个。
These are for people that are graduated from university and they're working now and they just need places where they can come together, so they meet in our home on Wednesday night for fellowship. That's our super secretary. Her English is not so good. Can I be honest? Not so good. You could never steal her from me.I really love that young sister.
但是我们是他对我们非常非常重要。
The first secretary we had, 他的英文很棒。
Our first secretary, her English is very good.
Really quite good. But really a different spirit. Faye is an answer.
但他们的灵不一样。
And she's an answer to prayer.
他是神答应我们的祷告。
What's the difference?
不同是什么?
I would fight for Faye.
But another pastor tried to come in and say, I'm going to get that boy, she's a good secretary. No way, I wouldn't let it happen. She is humble, she loves the Lord, and she always goes beyond what you ask her to do.
She's 25 years old.
Very pure. A tremendous blessing to our congregation. Tremendous. Every missionary just falls in love with Faye.
Yeah.
There's Cindy there, full time. She's our right hand. She's like our right hand.
Cindy,
and these are a couple that we had a chance to disciple maybe 10 years ago, and when we came back now, they are really on our team and they're working with us as we follow up and work with couples. And this guy is a computer geek. And I am not. I'm computer illiterate. But he has been a big help. He's like a deacon. He just comes and he serves whatever we need, they serve. So I'm excited because I've been praying, Lord, give us some men. We can invest in some men, raise up some men in this congregation, because in Taiwan, if you look out on the church, a group this size, about 80% would be women. So this guy, he's going to be leading a Bible study soon. He's right now co-leading a Bible study. He's a wonderful brother. And this brother already, we don't call him a deacon, but he's serving as a deacon and he's a huge help to us. This was from our last baptism. These are all young adults that have come to Christ through our cell groups. And we're just thankful to the Lord for what He's done in the last 2 years. We are in Taiwan for these two boys. These are our future missionaries. We believe they will surpass mom and dad. You believe that?
你们相信吗?
I really believe they will really surpass mom and dad. And,
他们要超过他们的父母.
God is already really using these boys in Taiwan.
已经开始在台湾使用他们.
And please pray for Simeon and Seth.
请为他们祷告.
They get a lot of attention.
他们很受人注意.
So we pray that they won't grow up to be with a big ego, with a big head, and to grow up loving the Lord and working together in this great opportunity that God has given us.
Yeah.
They're pretty shy when they don't know people, so they may not talk a lot if you see them after the service.
Yeah.
But if you take a little time, they'll probably talk with you. They can even speak Mandarin, of course.
但是如果你跟他们相处时间多一点，他们就会跟你讲话，他们也会说中国话。
I want to tell you that I'm just so impressed with God.
我甚至很觉得说神的工作真的叫我心中非常的惊奇。
And that because of your partnership and because of your prayer, God continues to open up many doors in Taichung.
你们的祷告，你们的同工，神在台中为我打开更多的门。
And we know that people are praying for us because there's no other way to explain what God has been doing the last couple of years. And for the last 10 years, missionaries have been leaving Taiwan and they've been going to China, which is a good thing because everyone reports that there's nothing happening in Taiwan. And we have not found that to be the case. No, God is at work. And you have a part when you pray. We have a lot of work to do. So we're going back in late June. And we know that we're early in this game. We're like in the third inning of the game.
Yeah. 还有很多的事要做，我们大概就是在大概是第三期。
But we're living the great adventure.
但是我们有一个很美好的经历在前面，要我们去经历。
And our biggest need is just for prayer and for rest.
我们最大的需要就是要祷告，要能得到安息。
Many open doors.
许多敞开的门。
Would you pray for us?
你们愿意为我们祷告吗？
For David and Pam and Simeon and Seth.
Yeah,
we really need your prayer. You will sustain this work and it will go on and it will prosper through your prayers. Thank you for an opportunity to share today. Yeah. I really appreciate the opportunity. I think that's all I have to say.
Okay,
all right.
Brother Lake Loveland 给我们这样美好的见证和这样的话语的分享 好不好我们一起起立唱诗歌 366首 Please stand up and sing him 366 366首